Workers' Memorial Day is an international day of mourning for workers. The day also marks the anniversary of the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970 going into effect. That federal law authorizes the federal OSHA agency to assure employers provide safe and healthful conditions for working people in the U.S. Rich Templin is the Director of Politics and Public Policy for the Florida AFL-CIO Labor Federation. It's a state affiliate of the National AFL-CIO, which annually releases a report that describes the state of safety and health protections for U.S. workers.
We had 4,764 workers were killed on the job in the U.S. In 2020. An additional 120,000 workers died from occupational diseases. But the underreporting is so widespread that the true toll, according to the report, of work-related injuries and illness is between 5.4 million to 8.1 million each year.
In Florida, 275 workers died in 2020 because of hazardous working conditions. Transportation accidents, falls, and exposure to harmful substances or environments were leading causes. Kim Smith is a local field technician for Frontier Communications in Tampa. She does fiber installation and repairs. She's also a rank-and-file member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is affiliated with the AFL-CIO. Smith said she and her coworkers face numerous hazards on the job that can lead to serious injury, ranging from inclement weather to electrical dangers, pets in customer homes, and Florida's blistering heat.
Florida, we have extreme heat conditions where heat index can reach triple digits. I know one summer it reached 120 with the heat index, and we crawl through attics. We are in customers' homes and businesses and whatnot.
Florida's labor movement has for years pushed for legislation that would enhance heat stress protections for workers directly impacted. This past session, a bill to do just that failed to get a hearing in the state house. Another priority of the State Labor Federation is expanding workplace safety coverage and protections to the public sector, which is excluded from the federal OSHA. While many states have mechanisms to protect public sector workers, Florida does not. Not since former Governor Jeb Bush dissolved Florida's State Labor Department over 20 years ago. According to Templin, remembering where the state has been, where it is today, and what can be done to improve workplace safety in Florida is a critical part of Workers' Annual Day of Remembrance.
That's what Workers' Memorial Day is about. It's a day to remember and, you know, kind of organize for the future.
Field technician Kim Smith also sees areas for improvement. She would like to see a quicker process for safety inspections and for employers to take safety issues more seriously.
All workers deserve dignity in the workplace and safety, and as working people, we have to push for that.
For WMNF, I'm McKenna Schuler.